Nothing to the financing due diligence. Let's go to the agenda. Agenda FG04524, receive and approve apologies for absence.
Thank you.
Agenda number FG04624, receive any declaration of interests and dispensations.
No,
thank you. FG04724, public participation.
Just have a quick look on the screen, see if there's anything there.
Someone outside in the mini with the lights on.
Waiting for a quick getaway.
Good, thank you. FG04824, to approve the minutes of the last meeting on 18th December 23. The corrections are made to some provision of profit. Check that. Anything else? No.
Oh, we haven't approved, have we? 424.
Yeah, there's no further comments. We just need to approve.
Yeah.
Everybody in favour? Comments. Thank you. Proposed by Councillor Clark and approved by Councillor Alexander. Thank you very much. Everybody in favour? Thank you. Next agenda, FG04924, to report back on the minutes of the meeting held on 18th December. Anything to report back?
Nothing to report, just to note the changes that we've already accepted.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next one, FG05024, to review the timetable for the recurring agenda.
Looks good.
I don't think there was anything changed from the agenda.
I finally made the change that we'd agreed a couple of meetings ago. I think we're, if the RFO is in agreement, I think we're good now.
The dates are really, I struggle with the dates. Purely because there's always something that cannot be reported at one of these meetings. So, for instance, the March one, we still haven't had our internal audit review, which is happening this week. Happens around the same time last year as well. So then I'm wondering whether the March one would be better to be April. But then every month I come in and then I'm like, oh, maybe that one should be that one, because there's always something at every meeting. But I think the internal audit report is relatively important, so I think maybe April, the March one should be put to April, because then we can report on VAT easily as well. Yeah. And then I think the
can we just scroll back up to the top of the
slide? So you've got March report
in June. PC, yeah, okay, so.
So the June one, I wouldn't be able to report the VAT, because that doesn't go until June, so potentially that will go into July.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, if you look at the gap as well, the intervals, you've got June, then we've got October, then we've got October, we get December, and then we get December and March.
The thing is, the December one has to be done because of the precept.
So it goes back from there.
Yeah.
So your recommendations, sorry, through you, Chair, your recommendations, Shelley, would be?
To potentially move the June one to July, and the March one to April.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
Because this is the second year where we haven't had the internal audit until after.
Yeah.
So the proposal is to move the March to April meeting for the internal.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Very good. Are we proposing that?
Yep.
Yeah. Seconding that? Oh, Councillor Clark proposing that. Everybody in favour?
Thank you.
Sorry, just to add to you, I mean, I think obviously when that happens, if you suddenly other things come to mind, you know, there's no reason why we can't review it again.
Yep.
It's just because it's always been done, then doesn't mean it has to be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll take your
recommendation. I think most of them are fine, but every single one, there's something that, you know, we're going, we can't report on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another item, FG05124, to note quarterly VAT return refund.
Yes, so we have received the last refund, which was reported, but the next one won't go until the end of this month. Yeah.
So that's why it was important.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So we'll have a meeting in April, is that the proposal? Is it
We won't need to have the same
for April 25.
Yeah. Next agenda item, FG05-24. Note that an internal audit is not taking place in the end of March. The evaluation of the annual review of this will be brought in June meeting for this year.
FG05324,
to receive an update on the asset management reserves.
And do you want to try? Okay, this was a tricky one because I didn't even know this existed till today, so I'm sorry that you all got this late. We were frantically trying to find this action plan. So I pulled this together today and then said to Abby, am I right in thinking that this is what the plan is? This is the plan that we've put in the precept, so I believe it's the correct one. So in effect, we're just kind of saying about the management reserve and that the assets held by the village are accounted for and planned to ensure that they can be effectively managed. The work that I've put down for 24-25 will be the car park at Little Hands, which is what we've discussed before. I've mentioned the church wall because that's one of the largest expenses, but I know that that's not going to happen in that year.
Concert plot.
So I'm just going to sort of relieve you of any pain on that. having had a chat with Carters, and also we've had the conservation officer out with regard to that, it's not going to be a quick fix, and the clerk has suggested that this becomes a separate identified project, maybe using funds from asset reserve, but no guarantee, because it's a very, very big job to do the whole thing, and we might think about this as a 2 to 3 year plan. It needs to be investigated, but there's no appetite, I think, definitely not from me, but no appetite to do anything this year for that, because we are potentially looking at £250,000 if we were going to go and do the whole thing and do it all properly. So that's all the wall. This is what's been spoken about. So it's a case of do not touch it, do not leave it, do not fence it off, do not say that it's a problem, because if it's a problem and someone has an accident, you know, we just need to leave it exactly as it is, because the conservation officer doesn't want us to tamper with it effectively, which makes it an absolute nightmare, that front bit. Plus there are other bits as well. We're going to have to look at trees ingression into the wall. It goes on and on and on. So we're thinking, as I say, this is just the clerk and I having a brainstorm on it. This could be an even 3 to 5 year project, and we're going to have to try and enlist the help of the church as well. It's going to have to be funded, all sorts of things. I don't think the asset reserve will go anywhere near touching it.
So it was mentioned last year, so I thought I would just put it in. Last year, in order to be done for 2024, and then I'm basically taking it out and saying that the action, that it has not been decided as to what action will need to be taken and by when. So that's why I put that one in there. Obviously, there was the external redecoration of the hub. We all deemed that this wouldn't be necessary for 24-25 and pushed it back a year. And then there was the external redecoration of Little Hands, which I did note into the precept amount for the 24-25. But the replacement of the oil storage tank just needs to be considered. I hadn't actually put that through with the numbers. And then last year it was mentioned about the boundary railings and the timber fencing at the Moor Play Park. I still believe that that's something that you're looking at to be undertaken by the wardens. And obviously we have then incurred the cost of the matting at Clear Crescent Park, which is in 24-25.
happens, but
The oil tank, what sort of cost are we looking at for that? Is it hundreds of thousands?
It will be thousands. All I can go by is when I replace mine where I used to live. I took out one, put in a new one, and it cost £1,250, and that was just for a single unit. But you're probably talking something around £4,000 or £5,000, because it's going to be quite a big tank.
Okay, I'm just wondering if maybe we should investigate heat pump and get rid of the oil fired.
That sounds...
oil is getting more and more expensive, so maybe that should be looked at instead.
Yeah, no, that's a good... As I say, that's not even been put on anybody's rack. Richard and I haven't looked at anything like that.
Yeah.
So that's a good point, actually, whether we could have alternative sources.
If you're talking about several thousands, that's quite a chunk off.
I would think just buying a plastic one and replacing the metal one that was there, where I used to live, when we moved in, that was £1,200, and that was...
long time ago.
Well, let's put it like this. We did it a few years after we moved in, so it's a good 15 years ago.
Things don't get cheap.
No.
I'm just wondering if there might also be some grants available for SS pumps.
Definitely. Yeah, you can get certain things in.
Yeah, maybe even from SCDC in terms of the green to the core stuff, as well as other external grants. So I think that's a wise thing to look into.
That may be, sorry, through your chair, that may be something like the church. It becomes a separate project because it's an alteration. It's not just the keeping it at that standard. Asset reserve is to keep things where they are. That's an alteration and an improvement, so that may be something we look at outside of that as a separate project. Yeah, good point.
So,
the successor list.
Thanks for that bit. Is there anything else?
Because I didn't actually know what the asset management reserve action plan was till this morning, I actually did do a review of overall reserves. I did it for my own benefit as well to come up with the investment plan. So I obviously have just put in what reserves there currently are as to what value they all are. It may just be nonsensical to everyone, but it helped me get my head around some of the numbers. It helped me to kind of make a bit of a decision as to where we should be placing funds as well, whether we needed instant access or whether we needed it, whether we could take a little bit of a longer term view. And obviously our current bank accounts, there is a small difference between the reserves and the bank accounts that relates to our current debtors and creditors, so we know.
That's good. Healthy position.
Just to ask again through Jeanette, and in terms of your professional opinion, would you say that we're in a fairly sort of healthy position?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's when we get to the investment policy, you'll see I've made a few tweaks that I think we could do there, but we're in a good strong position. We've got healthy reserves.
Yeah, and I guess if you get again through Jeanette, it's sort of not being, you don't know what's going to come around the corner, so you know we need to have that. Whilst we wouldn't then not do, things like the solar funds. You know, we're not stocking those away. We're distributing them as we should be, but we're also doing our own financial sort of due diligence. So thank you. Yeah, it's great.
Just for information at this stage, but just to go back one, so just to get the financial officer involved. When we come to do the car park, we're out for tender at the moment. We're hoping to get two more. That doesn't have to go for tender if it's under 25,000. We're not sure where it's going to be pitched, so we don't know yet. But there is a debate going on at the moment. When it comes to council, there's a difference of opinion on this, so that people will know about it when it comes up. That I specifically said it should come from asset reserve because it is making good an area. Although it's a grassed area, it's making it good to bring it up to the standard it should be at. However, another councillor thinks it should just come from general reserves because it will be seen as improving the car park. this is a suggestion, so therefore it's got to go on to the agenda to be debated, and then we decide whether it comes from asset reserve or it's semantics, because it's reserves is reserves, but it's which pot it comes from, whether it comes from general reserve because it's got to be done and it will improve the car park, or whether it's bringing the car park up to the standard it should be at because it's degraded because of the subsoil and all that sort of thing, and comes out of asset reserve. So that will be for, once we've got the three quotes in, that will be on the agenda to be debated by one and all, and then we have to make a decision which pot we take it from. But that's where we're at with that.
Something else I just wanted to check was, obviously at the end of the year, if things have been transferred or we've got some excess funds or anything, how do we go about getting the approval for moving those into reserve? So obviously there'll be, when I say excess funds, I mean underspends. Those things will then need to go into some reserves. Do I just move them, or do I need to go and get this all? Or like the 6,500 for MAID hasn't been moved in, because that's been precepted for, hasn't been moved into that reserve yet, and I'm not quite sure how.
My suggestion on that would be, when we look at the investment strategy, depending upon what the investment strategy says, determines what you can and cannot do. So if, for instance, it said that we are going to be with Cairns and County 1 year, is that a fixed sum, that one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's fine. The Charity Bank 40-day notice one, for instance, we can go up to a certain limit on that. If you've got money left over and you decide that's the best place to put the money, you put it in there because you've got that limit to go to. We've sanctioned a limit per setup. If you've reached the peak on everything and you've got no headroom within any of those accounts to put money, then it would need to come back to full council with your recommendation of where we should go with that money. So you would come up presumably with two or three suggestions to say, well, you've either got this at that rate, this at that rate, then double A plus or triple A or single A minus, whatever the rating is, Standard Poor, Moody's, all fixed, Fitch. And then we debate it. But if there's headroom within any of those to put money in, to save you the aggravation of having to bring it to council, I would suggest, if we've already approved that headroom, we've already approved that limit, then use it. You shouldn't need to come back to us if we've already agreed a ceiling figure. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think there perhaps needs to be a narrative, because I wouldn't want funds that were destined for MAID to get swallowed up somewhere. So, you know, might need to ring. I think, provided you've got the.
Yeah, no, I'm really talking about the internal movement. So, in our precept last year, we precepted for 6,500 to MAID. That hasn't been moved out the general reserves into the MAID reserves yet,
right?
Because I was under the impression that it needs to be approved somewhere, but I'm not quite sure where.
If we've approved the precept and the budget that goes with it, then that's been approved. So far as I read it,
we did think that the other day, but we were like, we go to someone else. What do we do?
No,
I just send you a whole host of this?
The precept and all the budget, sorry, has been approved by full council. So that those are the numbers. So yeah, sort everything into where it's supposed to be internally.
Why? Because when I did the asset reserve, I had notes that said that I had to move 50% in at the first precept amount and 50% in at the second precept amount. So I did that, but the others I had no notes. So I was like, I don't know. Well, I'll sort it out at the end of the year.
Essentially, we get half.
Fill
everything half when we get half.
Yeah, half and half.
And fill the rest when it comes, when the rest of it comes in.
I think, again, just to check, I think that, yeah, again, it's certainly for us councillors, it's the narrative that goes with that, which you're obviously learning now. There is a story here somewhere. You've got the beginning, the middle somewhere missing, you've got the ending, hopefully it ended happily ever after. But, you know, again, it's the overall picture, and this time next year, you know,
the narrative will be a lot clearer. Starting to be our narrative, I think.
Absolutely.
When I came up with this document, I was like, did I get it right? And she looked at it, I was like, great, it's our narrative now. It's not just looking back and going,
thank you.
What was said? But yeah, it's still, we're still getting there.
Thank you. Next section.
That's the budget and investment plan, so.
05420 for approving the fixed asset register.
We haven't actually got a huge amount of, we haven't actually purchased a huge amount of assets this year. Okay. And I've got no notes of any disposals this year.
Well, we tend not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And it balances, which is a bonus.
I don't know if Councillor Clark would like to share with the clerk and the financial officer how far we've come with that register.
Yes.
Yeah. We had,
There is still a lot more that can be done and will need to do on it, especially based on the internal audit report from last year. It was like, oh, we've got some of the insurable values. There's still a lot more that can be done, but we are going onto the Realtors Asset Register, so it's going to be something that will get done with that, because that will take it all through there.
People going around with a clipboard.
Yeah.
What assets do we have? A lot more comprehensive than.
I'm just going to say, even down to counting the spoons at the pavilion, it was that bad at one point. But this is excellent.
This is thanks to Gabby, because she did miss a lot. I just add to it. Add to it and make sure it balances.
Thank you. Agenda FG05524, policies to consider and review policies after policy review sheet. A. To note the financial regulations are due to be updated and will not be reviewed at this time.
Sorry, Chair, I think we'd normally review the financial regs now, but in a recent meeting with CAPALC, they suggested we don't do anything because it's coming and it would be foolish to do it now. Mm.
The new policy?
Yes.
The new model?
Sit and wait.
No date, I presume, when it's coming.
They were hoping it was going to be now so that we could all bring it to this meeting, but they've just slipped slightly, so it would be as soon as they'll let us know.
So this is the NALC model, isn't it?
Yes.
And again, sorry, through you, Jo, the great thing is we're noting it. We've got it on the record that we haven't. This is the reason we haven't done it. So that's brilliant. Thank you.
FG05524B, to consider approving the draft investment strategy for 2024-25.
Oh, I do love an investment strategy. This took me a great deal of working through, because for the last few times that I've brought this to Finance Good Governance, I've not been 100% sure where figures have come from, and really needed to kind of sit down and get my head around it. Therefore, I am proposing some changes, and I've done lots and lots of work in. So, the interest rate is still at 5.25, the Bank of England rate. The next review is, I believe, 21st of March, and it looks like it's going to stay the same, potentially for a little while longer. So with that in mind, I do think we need to consider where we're going to put some of these funds and try and gain a reasonable return. I've worked it out that we have approximately 367,000 temporary surplus funds available to invest. We need 158,262 on something that's immediately available, as that is our 6 months of reserves. In addition to that, I have got some workings around some Section 106 money, mainly the healthcare PCN, which is drawn down on a monthly basis, and maintain that into immediately available, as well as made some community benefit fund, election reserves, time banking, some of the deferred expenditure, £5,000 worth of the Section 106 community transport, because that's payable every year with £5,000, and salary reserve and small amounts. So basically, I am saying that we need about 214,000, 215,000 in our immediately available. I've then looked at the other options, and for, you know, we've got a couple of 40 to 45 day notice accounts. We, I believe, have got too much in there, with a bit too much sitting in Nationwide at 116,000. Nationwide's returns are currently running around 3-3.5%, and some of the other accounts that we're bringing in more like 4.5%. So, in order to try and spread the risk, I'm proposing that 85,000 stays in Nationwide, but we take out the excess and move that to a different account.
Makes sense.
I'm also proposing that we pick up a 100-day notice and a 6-month notice, so we're spreading the different terms, so that we put some of that within a 100-day notice account and some of that in a 6-month account, 6-month bond. The issue we have as a parish council is quite a lot of places do not offer savings accounts for us. So then you get stuck in a situation where you've got more than the FC, I can't remember what it's called now, the FCFC amount. But we currently have an awful lot sitting in Unity Trust Bank. So it's either going to be there or somewhere else. So we're in the same situation regardless. So my proposal is that we reduce the Nationwide to 85,000. Mm-hmm. We retain the Charity Bank 40 days, 31. We retain the Cambridge and Counties 1 year, but we open up 67,000 in Cambridge and Counties 6 months and 62,000 into the Charity Bank. So although we already have some money with Cambridge and Counties and Charity Bank, we're taking a chunk out of Unity Trust Bank as well. And then I spread the liquidity across instant access, 40 to 45 days, 100 days, 6 months and 1 year. It's a suggestion. It's all based on what our plan is for the next year, what our current cash balance is, and where I think we could spread a little bit more for a bit longer to gain a bit of return.
With the Charity Bank, how much would that give us in total with that bank? So the actual numbers are nice.
So we've got 31,000 in there, so it would just give us over 90, so what did I say it was, 67,000 plus 31.
So in your view, because obviously you're more in touch with this than I am now, I've been out of this for a long time, are you happy going over the 85?
I don't think we really have much choice, because I've been looking at quite a lot of accounts. You can get some others in, like the co-op and stuff like that, but they're not easy to get. We've already got accounts of these. It just seems like an interim option for 6 months, where we've kind of got quite a lot sitting in one bank account anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I realise there's sort of two sides. There's about getting a return, and there's one about sort of making a safe option.
Yes.
So do you consider there to be parity between leaving it in Unity Bank and also though taking it out and putting it in Charity Bank in terms of the risk involved there? Is there any and I realise it's like trying to look into a crystal ball.
There are risks with them all, really. So I've tried to look through everything that we've got.
Because I guess as a council, if are we seen to be inefficient if we don't get as much return as possible, or what happens if? And then you can't. There's got to be a risk assessment there.
It's very difficult, and we could go out to try and look for additional accounts elsewhere.
In terms of us as a committee, we had this discussion, but it would still come to full council to agree. So okay. That's our other safety net. So
Councillor Pimmery.
Did you look at Aldermore that I suggested?
Aldermore, that was the one. I can't remember the name, but I will look at that and maybe I could make an adjustment.
They've got I'm just looking at their business accounts. So 1 year bond is 4.6, 6 month bond is 4.25.
So that's what we need, is a 6 month bond.
And instant access is 3.66.
So I was looking for a 6 month bond, of which there isn't a huge amount of them available, because I wanted to put something a little bit further away but not too far. I don't think going over a year is anything suitable, so I was trying to find that middle ground. And most of these didn't have any, and the co-op didn't have any, and I was like, but Aldermore would be a good one.
What's that exactly?
Did you quantify what the difference in interest would be that you would earn if you did move it?
So,
Looking at the risk against the.
So the Nationwide, the money that's sitting in the Nationwide is at 3.35. All the other rates are in here. So the 6 month Cambridge account is at 4.7, and the 100 day Charity Bank is at 3.33, so it's over 25,000. So it'll be 3.33, but I think the Charity Bank is quite a safe one, based on what I was looking at, Gabby's workings and stuff.
Councillor Harper. I think
for a quarter of a percent agreed, it's sensible to be safe, because with the crash 2006-07, local authorities were putting money in Iceland without really any control, and didn't get the money back. So we need to be in a situation where we've got Fitch, Moody's, S&P, good ratings, so we've done our due diligence, and I'd rather lose a quarter of a percent than try and squeeze it out for a B-rated bank somewhere.
That was my...
Yeah. No, that's... Yeah. It's always safe. You know, we've got to keep the principal safe. Mm. And the interest is a bonus for us. We're not speculators, we're not investors in that sense. But we need to get a reasonable return and not be sitting there idly with it in the piggy bank under the bed sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think what the club, the RFO has suggested is a little bit of safety, a little bit of common sense. With Unity Bank, what's their credit rating, Unity Bank? Do we know? Because we do have a lot of money in there, and there may be an argument to pull some of it out, even if we put it into another quite fluid bank account, but keep it somewhere else.
So this just says that's not Moody's or Fitch, it's a different one. And this green.
That's the one.
Yeah, we don't know Moody's or the.
See, they do lend a lot of money out as a bank. They tend to be quite ethical in what they do, but that's not necessarily a ticket for safety.
Can't find anything.
Unity is our functioning day-to-day bank where we pay our contractors, we pay salaries, we pay everything out of, isn't it? So we need to have working capital there, a good fluid working capital. But I know we've got in the hundreds, haven't we, in that bank account? There may be an argument to pull that down to maybe 100,000, keep 100,000 in there and move the rest out. But what we don't want to end up doing is becoming basically a fund management operation where we're moving cash on a daily basis just to keep things level, because that's not what we're here for. But, I would be interested to know what their credit rating is though as a bank.
I don't know what the Aldermore's credit rating is. It's an old bank. Been around a while. But the their instant access account, you log on, you say transfer that money, it's not instant, it's the next day.
Yeah. So they're not in the clearing.
They're not clearing. But say it's the next day, and it only takes one signature to do that, because their safety net is you have an account from which you can pay in and withdraw to. You can't pay in any other way or withdraw any other way. So you would designate the Unity account as the designated account, so then one signature logs on and says transfer 50,000. Next day it appears in Unity, it can't go anywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's not the Moody or Fitch one, I don't know what that is. But Aldermore looks like they've got an AAA, so that looks good.
AAA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think we found a new bank. I hasten to add, I'm not on any commission. Nothing to do with them.
Just a director.
I'm a director downstairs, and we use them after I went looking for much the same reasons.
It's very difficult, isn't it, to get them?
Business accounts are really difficult.
Yeah.
You can get them, you have to go through hoops.
Especially for parish councils as well, and I've got like a list that Gabby had left me, so I kind of went through all of those, and some of them I don't even do them anymore.
Yeah, and Aldermore might not accept parish councils either, even if they've got business, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You're just trying to be safe and not try to be an investment.
It would make sense if we kept the bulk of our instant access somewhere that's paying interest rather than in Unity.
Yep.
And then once a month transfer money
into Unity. Like topping up a credit card sort of thing?
Essentially, yes.
So we're going to... RFOs, does that cause you a lot more work if we start playing manipulative games where you're moving money on a monthly basis from one account to fund salaries, to fund the contractors? Does that cause you a problem?
Not really.
It's just one thing. Simply
enough, yeah.
Well, as I say, because you're trying to cut down on manual doings, does it increase that workload?
Well, hopefully the new finance system will decrease that workload, so one transfer of offices is going to her. I'm just very aware that we just have a lot of money sitting in accounts that are not covered, and it's like, oh, I just need to get it somewhere. I just need to make sure something works.
We're not going to be able to spread the full 250,000 across accounts that are limited at 85,000.
No.
It's not. We end up being a fund manager.
Exactly.
So we're going to have money that is over the 85 in various institutions. So as long as we choose ones that have got a good credit rating, I don't think it's going to be a problem that we're guaranteed at the 85. But that doesn't mean that they're going to go bust tomorrow. And the extra work, if we can get an account, if we want an account available, the extra work would be the RFO sending an email out to the signatory saying, can someone transfer X? Because the signatory does the work. And as I say, the safety net on that is it can only go into Unity.
Yeah. And then you've got the two signatures off of Unity. I think that makes a lot of sense, and that looks quite, if it's a AAA rated bank, you know, you don't get any better than that under any regulatory body. So I think that does make sense, and if we're getting next to nothing out of Unity, what have we got in there? A quarter of a million, just over? 300,000?
So it's... So we've got 110,000 in the current account, and then we've got 178,000 in the instant access account, of which is not really generating anything.
Last time I looked, it was about 170 pounds
or something.
Yes, it's about point something interest rate. Ridiculous.
I think it makes sense to take out the 170.
So that
clear that out.
That savings, instant access savings, we want to put.
Yeah.
Aldermore, for example, but somewhere else within that's an instant access.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense to move it there. If it's a AAA rated bank, that's for 170,000.
So depends whether we can get an account as a parish council.
Yeah.
So that would be just put in the savings somewhere else, yeah. So I think the Audible one would be very beneficial if we can get another one. And I do still think that if we put 60,000 in the charity bank, we're still only at 90,000.
That's good.
So that's slightly over, but it's not 100,000 over like we currently are.
That's I'd say anything up to 100,000 should be no problem at all. 15 over the top of the 85 is neither here nor there. So 100, look at 100 as the baseline. And then maybe, if you've got a AAA, because the C1s and C2s, the capital reserves that they have to have now, because of the last banking crash, they have to have 10 to 15% anyway of availables. So the structure within the banking industry has changed quite seriously since the last crash. I'm with the RFO on this.
Fractional reserve banking, a wonderful Ponzi scheme.
But I'm with the RFO on this. And Councillor Kilmurray, I think we should go down that route if we can get an account with these people.
So we are approving the draft investment strategy, or
we are half of it again.
I think what we're doing is we're saying, yes, we like what you're planning on doing. Could you please go away and look at Aldermore, for example,
and just
very closely, and then bring that back to full council?
Yeah.
Because that can go directly to full council if it's already had an approval through this committee.
Yeah.
Yes, good work.
Thank you.
Half the
council. Second.
Sorry.
Thank you.
That's
right. Thank you. FG04524C, to consider approving the draft subject access request register.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a review of last year's introduction.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just a question. Does it do what you want it to do?
I believe it does, yes.
Fantastic. In that case, I propose accepting it.
Probably Councillor Kinnery, seconded by Councillor Clark, if you're in favour. And that FG05524D to consider doing draft record processing activities.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
it looks excellent.
I thought it was the code. I kept thinking that is.
What is that?
It's an Excel sheet that's got too wide.
The hope we never have to use.
Oh, is this the data, the GDPR thing?
Yeah, so it's just the only change we've made this year is to change the data protection officer to Alex from Sophie, and
That's it.
Excellent.
In theory, it's good to go. Any other people in favour of this? Yeah, FG0562-24 to note the date of next meetings, Monday 17th of June.
And is it staying in June, yes?
Yes,
we
need it to stay in June.
Next year, 2025.
Is this the one we're doing about the
pyjamas? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Might be warm, so I think you missed all that.
Thank you.